Hello folks, it's Gilbert Silva here from Gunner Blog. Just walking away from the Emirates Stadium. Arsenal 2, Tottenham 3. Got to tell you, I'm feeling pretty dejected, as I imagine all Arsenal fans are. 2-0 up at half time, things going swimmingly. I was sat there admiring Nasri, Fabregas, Arshavin. I was thinking, you know, is there a team with this amount of creative talent in it? Nasri and Chamakh continued their good form with a couple of excellent goals. Really well worked. Nasri's went around the keeper, finished from a really tight angle, a bit like Adebayor did. I think it was against West Ham a few years ago. And then Chamakh just got a toe to cross from under Arshavin after a really nice counter-attack. And then it just has started to go wrong. I mean, at half-time, 2-0 up, but we conceded pretty swiftly after the restart. Spurs brought on Defoe, went to 4-4-2. And from then on, it was just a complete disaster. We failed to deal with a long, high ball. And that brought back some painful memories. And Van der Vaart was able to play in Bale, who's finished really well with the outside of his foot. And then a moment of absolute stupidity from Cesc Fabregas, who'd been brilliant, handballing a Van der Vaart free kick inside the area. I mean, idiocy. I mean, if it had been committed by a less popular player, he'd be absolutely castigated for it. A stupid thing to do. And obviously Van der Vaart then tucked away the penalty. And there was time, 5 minutes late on. They brought Crouch on. We were struggling to deal with him. We didn't have the height of Chamakh. We didn't have the height of Diaby, who was absent today. And we paid little Bentner. We paid the price. Kabul getting the flick onto a free kick, and ball went in past Fabianski. 3-2 Spurs. Obviously, it will remind people of the Wigan game at the back end of last season, where we were 2-0 up and went on to lose. But to do it A, at home, and B, against such bitter rivals, is much more painful. It really is. And I don't think we should go overboard and say it's the end of a title challenge or anything like that. I think, you know, if Birmingham beat Chelsea today, we're sort of as we were. But it's a real blow, and it's a real concern that our home form has been so poor, and a real concern that we were so superior in the first half. Spurs were dreadful, to be honest. They could only improve. Some hooligans there looking for Spurs fans to kill them. Yeah, just gutted really. Sorry this isn't very eloquent. But I'm absolutely floored by what I've seen. In the second half, we just completely lost control of the game. And that's typified by the fact that in the first half, Fabregas was absolutely outstanding. In the second half, he did something so stupid. No excuses. Poor, not good enough. We lost. We've got to start beating these big teams, you know, if we're going to do anything this season. But a team who does that probably isn't going to win the league, are they? Probably not. Anyway, try and forget about it and enjoy the rest of your days. But that won't be easy, I know. Bye for now.